The family of Michael Vignini, the late Ward 2 Greater Sudbury City Councillor, have announced arrangements for his funeral as well as a community celebration of his life. His obituary, published February 24, speaks to his love of his family, his devotion to his work as a public servant, and all the life experiences that shaped the man who was known for his flashy jackets and as the life of the party. Vignini was reported missing on January 27. After searching for more than 2 weeks, his remains were discovered in the late afternoon on February 13. He died at the age of 62. His obituary states his death was from natural causes. Born on September 1, 1961 in the town of Creighton Mine, Ont. To parents Anthony and Patricia, Cayenne, Vignini, he graduated from Laurentian University, where he earned a Bachelor of Honors degree in Geography, looking to become a city planner, states his obituary. Instead, he parlayed his education into 40 successful years in the financial sector, after which he decided to follow in his father's footsteps by becoming a public servant, it reads. He served 3 terms as councillor of Ward 2, having been acclaimed for one of those terms. Always by his side was his greatest advocate, friend and advisor, Tom Price, said the obituary. He was the beloved father, mentor, and best friend to daughters Allison Vignini and Aaron Vignini, Michael, and the proud nonno to his beautiful granddaughter Adora. He is deeply missed by Leslie Vignini, with whom he shared these 2 daughters. He is lovingly missed by partner Janie Gallipo and her daughters Peyton and Paige, and his canine friends Luna and Winston. Vignini also leaves behind siblings Barbara Vignini and Peter Vignini and many nieces and nephews. He is lovingly remembered by his aunt Glorianne Vignini and uncle Willard Burke. Michael had so many wonderful family, friends, and clients with whom he had such meaningful relationships, states his obituary. They will all miss him dearly. Vignini served as chair and vice chair on the Greater Sudbury Police Services Board, and was known for advocating for volunteer firefighter services. His obituary states that he championed forcefully for the Maison McCulloch Hospice and was instrumental in the expansion to provide more care to the local community. It states that he devoted much of his life to meeting the needs of others, often taking it upon himself to shovel driveways and sidewalks, inspect road concerns, or distribute meals to the vulnerable in downtown Sudbury. He was the founder of the No One Eats Alone community holiday dinner. In the obituary, Vignini's family speaks of his cottage on Lake Panache, calling it his favorite place to relax and unwind. There, you would find him enjoying his boat or entertaining the many friends that loved being in his presence, he said. His family states he will be deeply missed at family gatherings as he was always the center of attention. His flashy wardrobe was a true depiction of his character, and his new set of wings is now his most sparkly jacket, his obituary reads. His family states that although his passing leaves us with this infinite sorrow, his legacy endures through his generosity, compassion, and the immense impact he had on his community. They also state they cannot put into words how grateful they are for all of those that assisted in the days following his disappearance. The prayers and outpouring of support from across the province were a comforting force during a difficult time, reads his obituary. To the volunteers, the search and rescue teams, Greater Sudbury Police, and the OPP, the family cannot thank you enough for your incredible efforts. Family and friends are invited to Michael's funeral service, which will be held on Saturday, March 2 at 11 a.m. at St. Pius X Parish in Lively. A celebration of Vignini's life will be held in the upper hall of the Walden Arena, 325 Anderson Drive, Lively, on Saturday, March 23, at 2 p.m. The City of Greater Sudbury is hosting a book of condolences for Ward 2 Count Michael Vignini, which is available at 4 locations throughout the municipality until March 15. Tom Davies Square, 1-stop services, 200 Brady Street, Sudbury. McClellan Community Center and Arena, 37 Veterans Road, Copper Cliff. Lively Library and Citizen Service Center, 15 Kin Drive, Lively. TM Davies Community Center and Arena, 325 Anderson Drive, Lively.